A reading from the Gospel according to John. No one can come to me unless drawn by the Father who sent me, and I will raise that person up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught by God. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. So this is something I became aware of as I listened to this passage, really listened. The listening where you are not thinking of how to respond, what to say next. We really are physically preoccupied. This entire Easter season, the intrigue of the gospel stories is in this physicality. There he is. No, there he is. Is it a ghost? I'll believe when I can put my finger in his hands inside. There's a charcoal fire on the beach, some grilled fish, and what looks like a gardener. Physically preoccupied. While for Jesus, there is always a bigger picture to take into account. Always. Might we take a cue from him today and follow his companioning presence in these gospel words? I am the bread of life. Might we choose to loosen the insistent notion of physicality in our consciousness so as to allow another awareness, an equally present reality, the reality of the spiritual to sink in? Might we focus instead on the spiritual reality that embraces us? Whoever believes has eternal life. You just wonder, how did he get to believe the way he did? How did the spiritual reality seep so deeply into Jesus' mind and heart? At some point in his life, Jesus realized in his deepest self that loving is both a noun and a verb. Perhaps it was as he stood at his mother's side while he watched her grind the wheat berries, or as he took his turn monitoring the rising dough in the bowl so that it would stay just warm enough to rise some more. Maybe it was as he anticipated tearing off a first piece from the golden loaf as it emerged from the stone oven. However it was, somehow, the wheat, the yeast, the bread came together and revealed a truth about being bread for the world, life for the world. And Jesus got it. He caught on, his flesh for the life of the world. There was a moment of grace and presence when he accepted, when he knew that what Genesis proclaims is true. We are the image and likeness of God. here and now life for each other. There is a scene in an episode of MASH where one of the surgeons is having a crisis of faith. The killing, the injustices, the unfairness, the inhumanity, it's all too much for him. He can hardly hold on to anything spiritual. He is desperate to touch something other than blood and flesh and death. And just then, a new phase of wounded arrives. They are triaged. A young man is tagged as dying and moved aside. The man asks, "Am I dying?" The surgeon responds, "Yes." "And I will stay with you," he says. Mired in his own self-centeredness, but desperate for something, he stays with the dying man. There's a shift in the man, and the surgeon comes to. He asks the young man, "What is it? What do you see? Tell me, please, what do you see?" Desperate to know. The young man is relaxed, calm, and with his last breath says, "I smell bread baking." Whoever believes has eternal life. Believe what? Believe that at the core of each person is the image and likeness of God. Believe that what we do to make the world a better place for others, no matter how small, is the leaven of the bread of life. Today, we can choose to not let our consciousness be physically preoccupied. Today, we can choose to smell the bread baking, to tear a small piece off of our lives, and to share that with another.